I've just stopped here, partway down the path to the bottom of Brisnycote Valley. Just stopped off to look at the beautiful view down into the Brisnycote Valley housing estate, but then back up to the other side, which is still fields of grass, up to the farm up at the top. Just had to stop while the helicopter went over. Looking out, we can see the white of the hawthorn and the sort of pinky colour, and there's a field which goes up to Brisnycote Hall, which is still there on the skyline, which you can see from here. Brings back memories for me of what this valley looked like before they built all the houses. Yes, I am old enough to remember that. I used to stand on the Espy Road and look down the valley, which was then planted to corn, I think, if I remember rightly. You could see way off into the distance down the valley and turning into grazing land and up to the hall, which, as I say, is still there. My other memory of this still agricultural scene is that there is a picture, which is, I think, still hanging in the hall, of my grandfather as a young lad of about his mid-20s, I suppose, shearing sheep in his flat cap. I'm wearing a flat cap today in memory of him, but shearing sheep outside the hall with loads of other people doing that. That's my memory of this valley, in Brisnycote Valley, and the hall. So as we think of agriculture and as we think of sheep, flocks of sheep and grass and the flowers that we can see before us, I think it's time for our reading, which comes from Isaiah 40, verse 3 to 11. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of God shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass, their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep." So with that in mind, I'll carry on the walk as I go down to the bottom of the valley, and we'll pick up again down there.